Somebody say the present day ministry of Christ Jesus. The present day ministry of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We are going to receive more revelation today. I've already stated that Holy Spirit has revealed to me that the present day ministry of Christ Jesus has been neglected by many in the body of Christ. And I'm telling you, once we get revelation of how powerful Christ Jesus is right now, I said right now in heaven concerning us, we will get free of laboring to make this Christian walk work. I know what I'm talking about. Most believers only think about our Lord's death and resurrection. They do not know that when Christ Jesus sat down at the Father's right hand on high, He began to live for us in as much reality as He did when He died for us. Just as intently as He focused on going to the cross, He is focused on finishing us. That's good news, y'all. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one that said He ever lives. Hallelujah. To save us to the uttermost. How many need to be saved to the uttermost? To be delivered to the uttermost? To be healed to the uttermost? To be prospered to the uttermost? Jesus said, I ever live to save you. Hallelujah. To bring you all the way through to your full inheritance in Him. I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. I need His supernatural help in my life every day. Christ Jesus is the Lord of all saints because all things have been consummated, bought back to Him through His blood. Everything in heaven and everything in earth belongs to Jesus. Is that good news? It is. We just finished studying over the last couple of weeks the first of His present day ministry. On last week, we finished studying our, glory to God, high priestly anointed ministry of Jesus, His eternal high priest ministry. We learn that Jesus is head over the order and rank of Melchizedek, and His ministry did not end with the carrying of His blood into the holy place or the holies of holies. But as high priest, He is still today the minister of the heavenly sanctuary. Jesus serves as minister over all of the holy things that the believer presents to our Father in heaven. We talked about what some of those things are. Jesus handles what we just finished, our giving time. He handles our tithe. When we tithe, that's why I write on the face of my envelope, I say, Pastor John and I put our tithes together, and we say, we are tithing to our eternal high priest over the order and rank of Melchizedek. What I'm signaling in the realm of the spirit over my life is that we're not just tithing. We're tithing and we're releasing our tithe specifically to one who we know has all power and all authority to change our money from the mammon system that's going down, glory to God, to kingdom currency. Hallelujah, that will never fail us. It increases even if the economy is slack. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm so excited about Jesus handling my tithes. Once I release that tithe, He now will handle my offerings. Glory to God. This morning, early when I got here for breakfast, I had my envelope all set with my first fruit offerings in it, and I sent my armor bearer over, as I do every first Sunday, to present my first fruits to my apostle. I want to begin every month blessing his life. Glory to God. Because he's covering me. He's praying for me. He calls me constantly saying, I'm praying for y'all. He said, I know what y'all going through over there, getting that building built, because I've been through it several times. He always say, but you going to make it. He always say, but it's going to be all right. He always says, but God is using y'all for an example for many others that will come behind you. And I'm always encouraged because he always has an encouraging word for me. I'm excited about it. So hallelujah. Jesus is handling also our choice offerings because he know that we want to do great ministry. Hallelujah. And the more offerings that come in, the more ministry that we can do because this is an integrous house. Jesus also handles our prayers, our petitions, our intercession, as well as our warfare. He is the eternal intercessor in heaven. So that means, just in case you and I don't pray correctly, or we don't have enough information about a certain situation, or we just don't have a clue how to pray about something, the Bible says, hallelujah, Jesus intercedes for us in, glory to God, a language that Father is blessed and purified through our prayers. Are you with me today? Glory to God. Our worship, he handles. Our praise, he handles. Hallelujah. So even if I'm a little off today, come on now. Even if I can't keep a note today, when it gets in the ears of the Father, it sounds good to him, because Jesus handles our worship. He handles our praise. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm sacrificing to try to get it out because my brain has got a bunch of stuff going through it. He filters it, glory to God, and takes it right into the ear of our Father. Hallelujah. He even handles our holy communion elements when we offer all of these, I call holy things, hallelujah, up in his name. When we present all of these things in the name of Jesus, Jesus gets right involved. The angels, hallelujah, host of angels, hearken to his command. Glory to God. And so we want him to minister in heaven concerning the holy things that the believers offer up to God. Today, we're going to go forward and receive revelation about Christ Jesus as our heavenly mediator. Heavenly mediator. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9 and confirm scripture. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. I want to say while you're turning, once you begin to understand by revelation the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus, you will want to study the book of Hebrews like never before. When I was young in the faith, I would try to study Hebrews and I was so confused, but that's because I didn't have understanding of what in the world was Melchizedek. I didn't have understanding of priestly order. It's so many things I didn't understand, but guess what? It's the most powerful revelation for the body of Christ, understanding what Jesus has done for us, what God did through Christ Jesus for us, and then knowing what Holy Spirit can now, once that revelation comes, that he can do through the word in us. Amen? So Hebrews 9, verse 14 and 15 in the Amplified. If you would read that with me, we're going to be in Hebrews quite a bit on today as we go forth with this message. Let's read verse 14. How much more surely shall the blood of Christ, who by virtue of his eternal spirit, now you ought to underline that, his eternal spirit, because I'm going to touch on that in a moment, his own pre-existent divine personality, okay, talking about one part of Jesus, in his eternal spirit, his own pre-existent divine personality, his divinity is what it's talking about, has offered himself as an unblemished sacrifice to God. It's talking about his humanity. Divinity can't die. So it's not talking about his divinity when it talks about his unblemished sacrifice. He had to be a human sacrifice to qualify. But we see divinity, his eternal spirit, his own pre-existent divine personality. And we also see that he offered himself, he offered his body, he offered his flesh as an unblemished sacrifice to God. So we see what? Divinity and humanity in this same scripture. That's important. So what happened? He purified as divinity and humanity. In his substitutionary sacrifice, he purified our consciences from dead works and lifeless observances to what? So that we can serve the ever-living God. There's a work, hallelujah, that Christ Jesus as our mediator is doing right now. Holy Spirit is doing it through the Word. Holy Spirit is imparting in us through the Word. Hallelujah. But the only reason he can is because what we just read here. We, every human, has to have a mediator. We don't qualify to approach God on our own. You ought to get excited right now. Hallelujah. That only he qualifies and he belongs to us if you're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he's purifying our conscience. He's purifying our mental, hallelujah, capacity. He's purifying our own nature. He's purifying us, hallelujah, from dead works and lifeless observances, the way that we're thinking, death thoughts, things that don't line up, glory to God, with who we are in God now that we're born again. That's his day-to-day ministry. Glory to God. So that we're able to do what? Serve the ever-living God. We can never serve God without our mediator. Ooh, God, I feel your anointing. Verse 15. Christ, the Messiah, is therefore the negotiator and mediator of an entirely new agreement, a testament, a covenant, the new covenant. He is the negotiator. He's the mediator. He's the go-between. He's the one that'll get it to work for us. He's the imparter. But we've got to know him as our mediator. Glory to God. And he had to be able to qualify. Hallelujah. And the scriptures are showing us that who he is, glory to God, and what he's doing. He's the negotiator. He's the mediator of an entirely new agreement, a new testament, a new covenant, so that what? Those who are called and offered it may receive, come on somebody, the fulfillment of the promised everlasting inheritance. The only way we're going to receive, the only way we're going to walk in, that which God promised us, the fulfillment of the promised everlasting inheritance that's included in our new covenant, glory to God, hallelujah, since a death has taken place, whose death? Jesus' death. A death has taken place, which what? Rescues, y'all better help me, and delivers, and come on, there's a word right there I'm looking for, and redeems them from the transgressions committed under the old first agreement. My God. Meaning that we would always need a blood sacrifice because we could never stop sinning. My God, there wouldn't be no animals left. Just think about how many times some of us sin a day. Somebody needs to get excited about the good news of Jesus. Somebody ought to thank him for being mediator. I feel the Holy Ghost already, and I'm just, hallelujah, I just went to one scripture, y'all. But it's so full, it's so pregnant, hallelujah, of promise. Glory to God. My full inheritance can end up in my life because I have a mediator who, through his day-to-day ministry, has been committed, hallelujah, the reality, hallelujah, to which he has showed us in his intensity of going to the cross for us, he now ever lives for us so that we can serve the living God with a new mindset. It said because he's the one as the unblemished sacrifice of God that's purifying through his ministry as negotiator and mediator of this new covenant. Hallelujah. We don't have to try to make it work, y'all. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Please get the revelation. Hallelujah. He is as much on our side. Matter of fact, he cares more about us finishing than we care about finishing. He's alive to see that everything in our new inheritance shows up in our life. We need to give him some praise right there. Right there. Right there. He just.